The Merchants and Mechanics Federal Savings and Loan Association is one of the most successful banks in Springfield history. Opening its doors in 1892, the company was housed in five different buildings and expanded to incorporate five local branches. The building, at the southeast corner of Limestone and Main, was designed in 1973 by Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill, a firm that designed four modern buildings for downtown, including two buildings for the Credit Life Insurance Company and the new City Hall. The design includes three floors and a basement, and was completed with many technological advances, including air conditioning, elevators, carpet, recessed lighting, and a small savings window that allowed an ease of access for children. Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill's design combines comfort and convenience in this modern building. Mr. Loans, the executive vice president, states that the building embodies the most advanced modern design for financial institutions. The total cost of construction topped $3 million for the 35,000-square-foot building. The first floor housed the lobby of the bank, while the second floor was designed as a loan center. The decor of the plan included evergreen trees on the second and third floors, as well as a series of paintings by Paul F. Samuelson, a local Springfield painter. The facade of the Merchants and Mechanics building is constructed from concrete and glass, alternating the materials on each level. The third level includes a skylight, allowing for a greater interaction between architecture and man. The design for the building also corresponds with other Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill buildings for the city, supporting downtown revitalization during the 1970s and 80s. In 1991, Merchants and Mechanics was purchased by Bank One of Dayton because the corporation failed to meet new capital requirements set by the FDIC in 1989. The building is now known as Commerce Point and houses many local businesses.